Dave's Daily Podcast. Let's go! The best bits from the Radio City Breakfast Show.
Episode 33. All the threes, 33. Two fat ladies cutting off. 33.
So you could be a bus driver or a bingo caller.
Yeah.
When this show gets taken off here.
Yeah, which is almost certainly going to happen.
Oh, it's inevitable, yeah.
Today on the show, we got a fanfare. That'll do. We had a winner on the 1K minute today.
Yeah!
Well done to Keith. That never happens, does it?
Well, he had a crowd of winners. Have a little listen and see you make of it. See if you can find out how many people were actually playing at the one time. Yeah. I reckon they'll get a fiver each.
We actually had an all right day, though, because we gave away the Sing Starlet as well.
Yeah.
We got £10,000 to give away. I don't know if that made the podcast today, though.
No.
But anyway,
Fergie made the podcast.
She did make the podcast. Yeah,
the podcast. Yes. We should do a podcast. We go around, we do beer pong and bars.
Yeah, if you like, Leanne.
Whatever.
Yeah. You can have half a beer and be on the floor like you normally are. And listen, we digress. It was a solid 4 out of 10 today. I'd listen. Also, there's a video online as well of what happens during the travel.
Yeah,
it's like an insider's view of what happens on this show when the travel's on.
It's probably the lamest one, though, because the things you've done to me while I've been reading the traffic.
Leanne, stop painting pictures of me that don't need to be painted. Facebook.com/Radio City Breakfast. Get yourself on there. Oh, yes. Also, I've forgotten as well.
Go on.
Producer Mike's a clown.
Oh, he is. In this as well.
Yeah, and that's only about 10 minutes in. Yeah.
Evidence.
See how much of a clown he is. There's even some swear words in the podcast this week. Welcome along to Tuesday morning. Enjoy this bit of the show, because I'm not sure if we're going to last till 10.
Yeah, the sunshine's great, but along with the sunshine comes bugs.
Well, I don't know what it is, but
that's like a mosquito bite.
Where's the camera? What camera is it?
I've got mosquitoes.
That is bad. I've been bitten by something, and I'm all red. I'm blotchy, Leanne. I think I'm going
to
die.
It looks to me like you've had an allergic reaction to some kind of insect bite. Really? So outside the big circle around it, swollen.
No.
Inside is red.
You don't
and
know.
Raucous.
Nothing about nothing.
Yeah, do you have allergic to mozzie bites?
No, you don't.
I get allergic to mozzie bites.
No.
I do. I once went into a chemist in Hong Kong, and the woman behind the counter screamed when I showed her me, like, true story. I went, never seen nothing like it, and that looks like that a little bit.
No. I'm not having you tell me anything about anything medical.
You need antiseptic.
No matter what happens, right, she cuts her finger and she's got some sort of cancer.
Don't say that
every time. Every time.
Yeah,
every time.
But you've got to think the worst sometimes.
No, you haven't. It's a cut on your finger.
And then everything else is just brilliant then, isn't it, afterwards? No, it's just a mozzie bite. Oh, great.
Oh, great. I thought it was something horrible. It was terminal disease.
I thought it was infected. You just need some antiseptic on that, though. It does look bad.
But you don't know.
No,
that's
do
really bad.
No, I can. You can't see it. It's in a weird place.
It
on his arm.
I genuinely can't see it. I'll take a photo for you. Oh, go on.
I do that with the kids.
But it is in a weird place where I can't. It's underneath.
Oh, yeah.
There's a microphone. That's another cut.
Arm up. Get closer.
Get a good shot of that. This is good radio. This.
Yeah. There you go. Have a look at that.
I can't see camera.
I can't let you hold my phone. We've
Why
learned
not?
From that mistake. Let me zoom in.
Look at it.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, can someone call an ambulance? That's bad, that.
Ooh. We're both injured today.
Oh, what
last
have you
night,
done?
So I'm doing my play on the Epstein, so I got in about midnight last night, and I got into a text, like, I'd seen it later on, that I had to deal with. My youngest has lost a school shoe, she's 4. Right. So obviously you need mum to come home and find the school shoes. So as I'm looking behind the couch, I totally misjudged the wall and the hook, that thing, the tie back off the curtains is on.
Yeah.
I hooked my own face in.
Oh, did you?
So I thought, no one's even witnessed it. I'm going to go into work with a black eye tomorrow. Everyone's going to make up their own stories as to why Leanne's got a black eye.
So look, run it by me. Where?
Can you see her?
No.
Like there?
No.
Run your finger along there.
I'm not touching your face.
Oh, it's awful swollen.
Hang on, Mike, can you see anything?
Mike,
on our
fire's
producer, Mike?
On there?
Can you see anything? Is there anything there?
No, it's just fine.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Leanne, it's throbby.
Listen, my bandwagon is quite happy with my insect bite, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't need you on it.
But I've shown you this blister on my foot off me.
Do one.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
It's Leanne and Dave at breakfast. Welcome along to Tuesday or Friday -3.
Oh, that's positive thinking.
Can we just say as well, because she didn't say it on the radio, Leanne's genuine advice for my massive insect bite on my arm, which is probably going to kill me, was wee on it.
Yeah. I've done it. It works. There's ammonia. Mm. Ammonia in your wee, like a bleach almost. And it disinfects it and it numbs the pain.
Not in my wee. My wee is clear.
Really?
I drink a lot of
water. You've got diabetes. You haven't got clear.
Which is why I have to drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
So I've got a clear wee.
You say your wee smells like sugar puffs.
Only when I've had lots of sugar.
Oh, right. Mm. So.
What we're saying is, I'm not going to wee on my own arm.
Do you want me to wee in a pot?
No, I don't want you to
wee
on a pot.
You can have my wee if you want my wee.
I don't want your wee. How is this show? It's so early in the morning. How has it already got to this level?
I'd give you my wee if you wanted to.
If this is where we're at 6:15, yeah. Where are we going to be at 9:15?
Stay with us.
Yeah, it could be fun, this. Sort your head out. This is your chance to win tickets to go to the Odeon Liverpool One. Now, producer Mike, in his infinite wisdom, has said this is an easy one because I'm going to take us away all week.
Okay.
So... shut up.
Okay.
That's what we're saying.
No, I'm dead serious. Now I'm playing on. So don't guess.
No, don't guess, because it's pretty easy. I know. It's highlight your day.
I love this game.
Just go and think about winning a cup for me.
Okay.
All right. When texting, 33% of people say this is rude. But what is it? 0151 4720 967. I'm going to let you guess off the radio. So okay. Don't say anything yet until I pull the microphones down. When texting, 33% of people say this is rude. What is it?
Not putting a kiss on the end.
You can say that one.
I knew that was wrong because you went, go on, you can say it again
now. You can say that one. Any more you want to say?
Talking about yourself too much.
It's the wrong answer. Okay, it's the wrong answer.
Rude.
When texting... what did I just say about it? Don't shout out. If you ruin this, there's going to be trouble. When texting, 33% of people say this is rude. What is it? 0151 4720 967. Sending rude is the wrong answer.
It's so
you sending rudes. Sending nudes.
Nudie nudies.
You've had your three.
All right, well, that's good. See, I didn't win, and they were genuine answers. They were my guesses.
If you know, it's your chance to go to the Odeon Liverpool One. When texting, 33% of people say this is rude. What is it? Now, bear in mind, we've made this easy. If no one wins, we need to think of a new feature.
All right.
Because it's stupid.
I don't think that's that easy, you know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is you, though, isn't it?
No,
this
yeah, that is you. Good. Leanne and Dave,
the podcast. You've got to be careful. I don't want you to give it away.
Okay, well, I don't know the answer, so I don't know if I will.
Exactly, but you do give it
Can
away.
Can I tell you Paul's answer from Dovecot?
I've seen that one.
All the clever people come from Dovecot.
I've seen that.
Is it changing the subject?
No, that is not, is incorrect.
Is it rude? Is the word rude again?
Rude, yeah.
Rude. What can you do? That's rude when you're sending a text.
Just read the answers out.
Oh, Alison saying not reply at all.
No. No, that's not the answer.
I don't know about this one. Colin, good morning to you. Sending just emojis, not words.
No, but...
That could be classed as rude.
But.
Oh, close.
Let's get a phone. 0151 4720 967. When texting, 33% of people say this is rude. What is it? Radio City, hello?
It's Mick.
Hello, Mick. What do you think the answer is, pal?
I reckon it's using capital letters.
Oh, as in you're shouting.
So it looks like you're shouting, yeah.
When texting, 33% of people say this is rude. It's not using capital letters,
ooh.
No. Good answer there, mate. Have a great day.
You too, you too.
Next up, Radio City. Hello, is that?
Joanne,
what do you think the answer is, lovely?
Is it writing in capital letters?
He just said, there's no one listening to what we do.
No, not once they get through.
It's the wrong answer. Thanks anyway.
Sorry, love.
Bye, thank you.
Bye. One more then. Radio City, hello, is that?
Oh, no, it's Chris.
Now, if you don't get this right, I'm going to be livid.
Chris sounds very sensible, doesn't he?
Good, hope you'll get it right. Mm-hmm. When texting, 30% of people say this is rude. What is it?
Is it give it a one-word reply?
It's the right answer!
Very good. Very good.
I was panicking there because I don't want to think of a new feature because I'm lazy.
Yeah, and we love this. We do love this. Yay! Is there anything on the pictures that you really want to go and see?
To be honest, I haven't even looked, you know.
Oh, fab.
If you could take it a bit more seriously, mate, that'd be nice.
It's a nice surprise for you when you go.
Are you going to take it with you?
Not sure yet. We'll have to see you.
Have you got a wife or a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
No.
Oh, stay on hold. I've got a few single men.
There we go.
There we are.
What a great morning for you, fella.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
Now, yesterday we were chatting about the royal wedding over the weekend, of course. And then we chatted about sort of famous people that you'd end up meeting.
Yeah, because there was loads of famous people, weren't they, floating about after the wedding. We thought maybe someone listening might have bumped into someone famous like the Beckhams. But no, instead, you told us about other celebrities you bumped into who were just as famous and just as impressive.
You did, didn't you? It's a good show, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, should we play the audio back?
Yeah, I'd like to, yeah.
Yeah, ask Mike where the audio is.
Oh, where's the audio, Mike?
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Oh, no. Well, let's test our memory. Can you remember the celebrities that people had seen Your mates had seen the Fonz.
Well, my mate had seen the Fonz, Henry Winkler. And then someone had seen... Oh, it's too hard. This is why we did the recap.
You're good at memory. Mike Tyson on a flight to Vegas.
Michael...
Bublé.
Bublé. Was that it?
And...
It didn't last very long because we just gave up, didn't we?
Yeah.
We had to do the Ed Sheeran giveaway.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
I do believe one didn't make it to air was...
I know, which was the one that didn't?
Mo Salah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Because we were all like, is that more famous than Mike Tyson?
I don't
think
we've done it justice, though. It was really good.
Yeah.
I mean, what we should have done here...
It was proper.
What we should have done here is let producer Mike do this bit.
Yeah.
So, because he's one that
messed
up.
What was your favourite bit, Mike?
What was your favourite?
All of the above.
All of them.
All of the above.
What was your proper favourite, like your ultimate favourite?
Mo Salah that didn't make it to air. Yeah.
Yeah, that was his favourite. But didn't make it to air like the recap's not made it to air. Like that.
That's the one.
That's the one, yeah. Jobs for producers open now. Apply to the Radio City Tower.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
Hi, so this is just the podcast now. This isn't on the radio because we couldn't say Mike. You useless
Sorry.
Oh, if we,
that's bad.
That's
language.
One of the. If you were going to pick a word, yeah. Dave, that's one of the worst words, apparently.
No, it's not.
Yeah, a cleaner in our school once told me what that meant because I didn't know what it meant.
It's a pregnant fish.
No, it's not.
That's what it is.
Not pregnant.
That's not what our cleaner told me.
Well, your cleaner needs to wash her mouth out. now, obviously, we'd like to give you... You never get to get a microphone, really, on the show, do you? So we're giving you our microphone, just a podcast. Just if you want to give any words of acknowledgement to how badly you f***ed up.
Dave, that's two!
I'm beeping them out, though, aren't I?
Terrible.
I mean, you've heard the real words, but on the podcast, Mike... Oh, Mike's got to do it! Oh, God! That's probably got out, isn't it?
Job's
that's
gone.
That's probably got out
Job's
now.
Gone.
Yeah, sorry.
So, yeah, what happened, Mike? Tell them what happened.
Well, there was a sale on in Burton yesterday.
Far more important than the show.
It was recap or check shirt.
His beard's still
going. It's nice, isn't it? Look.
Are you kidding? Mike, literally, that's where he lives. Look at his
shirt.
I sponsor Burton, pretty much.
I didn't know that still existed,
mate. Yeah. Well, that's the reason that the podcast... is 4.5 minutes shorter than it normally is.
Yeah.
That the thing is, that bit don't even make it into the podcast. It's just a great excuse to have a go at Mike, isn't it?
I've got a nice shirt, Dave.
Yeah, it does look beautiful, that, mate. It does look beautiful for a blind man. Should we carry on with... I feel like, Leanne, all you've done is just watch me give him grief there.
I can't
believe you just said that. I can't say well.
I'll beep it out. I'll probably forget.
Should we carry on with the podcast?
Yeah.
Here we are.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
Now... We're saying earlier on that someone didn't get invited to the after-show party at the wedding at the weekend.
It's called the Royal Wedding Reception. That's what he's talking about.
After-show party.
Yeah.
They were at the wedding,
but
they didn't get invited to this after-show reception party.
Wedding reception.
And that person must have been living. And that person, are you ready?
Yeah.
And I feel for her. It was Fergie.
I know. Remember back in the day, we all had Fergie bows because of Fergie. She had big satin bows and she turns up at the wedding looking A1, by the way.
I've just got one word to say for you.
Go on.
Budgie. The airplane.
What?
She wrote that.
What?
Budgie the airplane. You never heard, is it called Budgie? Why does everyone look at me so blank?
Got no idea what you're talking about.
She wrote. Oh, please, Mike.
Is it a cartoon?
Go on. Yeah, if I show you it, was it Budgie or... I'm sure Budgie. Sarah Ferguson.
The little helicopter.
Yeah, Budgie the helicopter.
Fergie wrote that.
Yeah.
No
Remember
way.
That from when you was a kid?
I'm looking at pictures of it now,
yeah. like yellow and stuff.
Yellow and blue, white. Little cute helicopter.
Yeah, that was
cartoon.
Her.
Cartoon. Well, I didn't know that.
Well, even more reason why she should have been invited.
Well, she seems all right. She made the effort. She looked gorgeous, but she got invited to the church and then got told to leg it. We think. We don't know. We weren't there. We're not involved. But according to the papers, she wasn't invited to the wedding reception. It's almost a bit like I'm doing a play at the minute and I invite my mates and I go, it's great, come and watch the show, that's brilliant, buy tickets and laugh and laugh and laugh, that's great, but don't go to the bar in the theatre, you all go somewhere else, because they're all right at first, and then
they get
a little bit rowdy.
Especially Leslie.
Especially Leslie.
She gets very rowdy.
She has to get sent the Wetherspoon.
Apparently it was Prince Charles that organised it, and he's the one that said, I don't think that... Fergie should come.
Yeah.
But it's a bit awkward, right?
Yeah.
So, want to get you on the phone this morning. I want to talk to you about maybe when you've been snubbed, or maybe when, people have had a big party and not invited you. That doesn't include Leanne's friend Leslie, because the show's not long enough. But when have you...
You've seen her in action, so
I have.
Totally
I get it, yeah. So, when have you, had your nose powered because you weren't invited? Yeah. When were you turned over? When were you not invited?
And it's not your fault, because you're loads of fun.
Yeah.
But somehow you don't get invited anymore. Maybe there's one specific occasion. Tell us all about it. Why weren't you invited? What was the occasion? 0151 472 0967.
Let's get you one off the Marshmallow Friends. Radio City Breakfast. I know what's going to happen now.
going to phone you.
She's running up and you'll start kicking off, isn't
she? I know, yeah.
But she's had growth.
I know. You're getting
712
it.
Radio City. Joanne, were you livid when you didn't get invited to something?
I am so livid. I'm still livid now.
Well, how long ago was it? This will see how livid you were.
About 13 years ago.
Oh, so this has got to be bad, okay? So tell us all about it. Who didn't invite you to something?
Well, my brother's wife's daughter, so my brother's stepdaughter, was getting married.
Mm.
So she would give all the invitations out, and everybody from work was going, but our side of the family didn't get invited. Not one of us. My brother and my brother's sister, and we didn't get invited to the wedding.
Why?
Well, when we asked, because everybody in work was going, oh, what are you wearing, Joanne? What are you going to wear? I'm with it. What time are you getting there?
And they just asked them, and
we're not even invited. Yeah. And they were like, what? I was like, we're not even invited. It was embarrassing. I was dead angry.
Yeah.
And I asked my brother, and he said, she didn't invite us because she didn't think we wanted to go.
Right. That's the worst excuse I've ever heard. She didn't invite you because she thought you wouldn't want to go.
Leanne.
That's right. Terrible.
If Joanne was on fire,
yeah,
you're not a fireman, you're BP. So pack it in.
I'm fanning the flames here. Give us a number. Let's phone her live on the show.
Joanne, have you spoken to her since this 13 years? Have you spoke?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we still speak
and
now.
Have you asked her why?
No, I've not mentioned it.
Of course you haven't. You're the most livid. That is so British, it's unreal. You're the most livid person in the world ever, but I won't talk to her about it.
I'll phone a radio station and kick off, but I won't tell the girl.
What's the jelly? Is it a bum?
Yeah, your jelly. She wobbly bits in it. Yeah. I'm thinking for him for this jelly.
Because it always sounds to me like, I don't think you're ready for this yet. I think maybe on the show in the next few days,
yeah. We
should do misheard lyrics again, because that's one for
it
me.
It is always funny.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to shake your jelly?
Leanne, have you seen my body? I've got no jelly to shake.
That's why I asked.
Sorry, Michael. Was that a laugh I just heard out loud there?
Slipped out.
Juice of Mike giving it stacks.
When you try and shake your jelly on your bum like they do,
yeah.
Other bits of jelly wobble and you go,
it's a bit of a letdown.
Feel
down,
a bit bad about you. Like,
I really wish I was like fat, you know, and not like that my body was the temple that it
is. A lean machine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't join in with Mike's game of laughing at me.
No, you don't.
Because no one likes someone who laughs at someone.
We should auction off your mirror. Your magic mirror that you've got in your house. I think we get a few quid for it.
Don't be rude. Come on, we're a team.
Lend your mirror, Dave.
We're a team here. We have got, right, are we going to do that in the next couple of days?
What?
Misheard lyrics.
Yeah, why not?
Come on, do the Rihanna one. I want to love you like a hot pie. That one. Right, you ever do that laugh to me again? That was a proper dismissive laugh, that, wasn't it? That was the most dismissive laugh I have ever heard.
Do you know what you're on about?
Have you not heard that bit? I want to love you like I'm a hot pie.
No, it's good, that. No, honestly, you're dead funny.
It's not, it's just a fact. It's not about me funny. Do you know the bit I'm on about?
Yeah.
Do you, though?
The bit of the song.
Yeah.
You're freaking me out. Stop looking at me. You're making me nervous.
Do you know the bit I'm on about?
Should I say yeah? Yeah.
Do you know or not?
Yeah. I know the song and I know that bit, yeah.
Right, okay.
But I don't know what the actual words are.
I don't know either.
Like I'm a hot ride.
Yeah,
maybe.
Listen, I just feel like no one takes me seriously in the studio.
No, they do. And I definitely do.
I'm not, because I
have a lot of respect for you as a broadcaster.
I'm a big deal.
You are?
Like, back in the day, I was really good at radio.
DJ and Ibiza and everything.
I know it's come crashing down and I'll work here, but I used to be good, and I just think I deserve a little bit more respect for what I do.
I'll give you that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Mike, mm-hmm. Edit all this out, and we're going to do it all again.
Nope.
That's the power I command in this room. Now,
look,
listen,
what we've done.
We're not going to do the sing starlet right now because it's all gone pear-shaped because Nan didn't go with it.
What did you expect me to do with that?
Just be better.
Oh, Davey.
Be professional. Funny. I'll tell you what we should do is what other breakfast shows do. Yeah. Just laugh at me no matter what I do.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah,
woo.
So, well, it's just,
look at you.
This is what I want the breakfast show to be like in the future.
Okay.
Right, okay. Hey, it's 7:30, it's Leanne and Dave in the morning. Hi, I'm Dave. On the way, I'm going to tell you a story about some fish.
What's he like? Yeah.
That is exactly what it's like over the road. I've got ears, I've heard it.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
We've got your chance to win tickets to go to the Adventure Dock on the Albert Dock right now. It's the big blow-up adventure assault course on the dock. Now, we think it's going to go today, the Sing Starlet, because Leanne's got a new clue, which I've not heard yet, but... So far, we know it's a solo male not from the US or the UK. So this is Jared's song. Here's your new clue.
Do you know what might make it easy if we tell you what country he is from? And the country is... Spanish man, singing a song. Who can he be? Married to a tennis player, maybe?
Oh, that wasn't another clue.
That wasn't on the sheet. Wasn't I it? Know that wasn't on the sheet because there was one clue and it wasn't. It was
Spanish man from Spain. Oh no, it's not.
Well, he's got a lot of songs, isn't
just
he?
Just in case anyone got confused.
Right, don't say his name.
I would not.
But his dad's pretty famous.
He is, isn't he?
If you know his dad. Mm-hmm. Julio Iglesias.
Yeah. And you've got Google.
I'm not saying his name.
You can Google a list of his songs. Yeah. Take a guess. I know 1-5-4-4-7-2-9.
We've not done anything wrong.
No, we haven't.
We've not said the answer, so. What is that? Hey, win tickets to the Avenger Dot when you can guess which one of Julio Iglesias' sons it is. There you go.
0151 472 0967.
I reckon we've swerved that. We've done well there. Yeah, defo. When I grow up, I want to be famous. I want to be a star on Radio City. Let's go to the phone. First up is Colin. Hi, Colin. How you doing, mate? You good?
Hello there.
Hey,
hello
there. Like you.
Where are you calling from, bud? Okay, well, you have your chance to go to the Adventure Dock on the Albert Dock, that big assaultable, inflatable assault course.
Saltwater, you course.
That's the one. What do you think the answer is, mate?
Enrique Iglesias.
Mm-hmm.
And what? Hero, is it?
Hero, Enrique and Hero. You could be my hero, baby.
You're the silliest person I ever met, because that's wrong.
Cheers, Carl. Have a great day, mate.
All right, mate, cheers.
Thank you. Next up is Peach. Hello, Peach. How are you?
Good.
One answers.
It's Paige.
It's Paige? Peach. Right, yeah. Producer Mike told us it was Peach. Sorry, you definitely have to.
Paige Peach.
Oh, Paige Peach.
Oh, Paige Peach.
He's half right.
That's so cute.
Anyway, how old are you?
10.
And what do you think the answer is?
Death Pasito.
By Louis Fonsi. Well, he's a Spanish man.
Yeah.
Is it Louis Fonsi? Louis, I think he's
by Enrique.
Yeah. What?
Mm-hmm.
Despacito by Enrique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if it's the right answer.
Ah, you're so stupid!
Oh.
Never mind, mate. Peach.
Paige?
Paige, Gary. It's the wrong answer. But listen, have a great day at school.
Pardon?
See ya.
Paige.
Next up is Aisha. Hi, Aisha. How are you? You all right?
Alicia?
Oh, God.
What's going on?
We're having a name car
as
crash.
As long as you're wearing the baby before you start taking any names.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, Alicia.
She's right. She's right.
Do you have some sort of problem with my baby voice? Just because I can communicate with children better than anyone else can?
Yeah, I absolutely hate it. I'm not going
to
lie.
No, doesn't it drive you up the wall?
Well, maybe you should.
Honestly, I follow the radio in the morning when you put it on.
I know, it does. It does. It's cracking us all up. Anyway,
what do you think the answer is, Alicia? It is your chance to go to the water thing on the water with the water things.
I think it's Enrique Iglesias tonight.
I'm loving you. Is it Enrique and tonight? Yeah. The thing is, right, the whole reason of the show is to create a little bit of a little bit of like kind of suspense and stuff, but Leanne is so lame at this, right?
I know.
She just looks at Mike and just Mike shakes his head, and then what we do is we play the clip of whether it's right or wrong.
Mike knows the answer,
but Leanne her head can't compute.
No.
And so he shakes his head and Leanne goes, oh no,
I get proper involved. I forget I'm on the radio. I'm like that, I just got a right to go right, and I'm like, oh no, she hasn't got it right.
It's the wrong answer, sorry.
Never mind.
Well, thanks. No. Anyway,
thanks for putting up with him.
Have a great day. See you soon. Thanks for listening. Bye. Next to me is Rachel. Hello, Rachel.
Can we have a guess or not?
Yeah, go on.
We'll take an extra guess. Yeah, what's the answer is?
Is it
Subim
La Radio?
Subim La Radio. Is that the right answer?
Yeah.
Leanne! I've got to press the buttons first! You're so annoying!
I'm sorry.
One door, you got it right.
Well done, you've got it. Subim La Radio. So this is the clip. And this is the end of the song. No one knows what he's saying, let alone a nine-year-old. Well done, Rach. You are off to the Adventure Dot. Who are you going to take with you?
Probably the kids.
Okay, well, listen.
Well done. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy it.
Oh, thank you so
Cheers.
Much.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
No, I'm going to wake hard.
Yeah, we need to have a meeting, don't we? We need to have a meeting.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
I, as you know, hate the X Factor, Britain's Got Talent, all that sort of business.
Yeah, we don't watch it, do we?
No, it doesn't quite. However, something pretty cool has happened. Now, the X Factor have decided they're going to, you know, they change the show every now and then.
Yeah.
They've decided they're going to change the show. So normally they go around the country doing the shows, the audiences with Simon Cowell and whoever does it, and they do the audition thing in arenas and stuff.
Yeah.
And then that goes on the telly. They've knocked it all on the head.
So how do they do it now?
There's only going to be a couple of auditions. So they will send out, like, the office staff to Leeds or Newcastle.
Oh, but they won't film.
But it won't be on telly. Mm-hmm. And none of the famous people are going to be there. None of the judges will be there. And it'll be a bit lame. There's only two places in the whole country. And one of them is obviously London Village.
Yeah.
Guess where the other one is?
As if I wouldn't know. Liverpool.
Yeah, it is Liverpool, yeah.
Of course they pick Liverpool.
Yeah, and the reason they've picked Liverpool is because there's so many good people that have come through the X Factor from here. Genuine story, right? They've chosen it because they say, obviously, the Beatles, and it's got a great big musical heritage and stuff. But also because every time they've done the events in the past, the best auditions have always come from Liverpool. So if you live anywhere else in the country, they're going to say, well, travel. You want to be on the telly one? Travel to the arena or Liverpool.
This is because it was always Manchester, wasn't it? If anything came up north, it was always Manchester.
Yeah.
Yes, Liverpool.
Yeah. It's really good, isn't it?
So they do it in the arena, don't they, usually?
Yeah, so they pack out and also it's the one that they pack out the most as well. They sell it out and stuff.
Brilliant.
How good is that?
Do you know what? I'm going to put my cup of tea down and go.
Well done. Well done, ITV. Well
done. Once again. Bravo. Another feather in our cap.
And I just think there's only one person that has probably nailed this. And there's one person who needs to be shook by the hand because every year he saves the X Factor every year. And that man is JP the dancer.
Oh, he auditions, doesn't he?
He does turn up to every single event that's going on with the X Factor.
And then he comes here to us. If you know JP the dancer, he's a bit of a legend. He used to turn up at the nightclubs. He can sing, he can dance. Yeah. He's a big fan of Radio City. Mm. And after he auditions, he always comes here, doesn't he, to tell us. Sometimes the day before, show us what he's going to do. Then he comes the next day with photographs.
Yeah.
Like evidence and his printouts and stuff.
And he sings into his hairbrush and stuff for us. And I just think this is great. Not just for the city of Liverpool, this is great news for JP the dancer.
You'll win that one day.
Okay. Yeah, he will. Yeah.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk. Leanne and Dave's 1K Minute with Blue Air. Book your city break to Milan and Rome from Liverpool John Lennon Airport.
Every morning, 8 minutes past ten.
What is it? 10 past 8.
10 minutes past eight. That's the one. I struggle with numbers. We give the chance to win £1,000. Player today is Keith in Walton. Hi, Keith. How are you?
Hi, mate. Sound you all right?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Pat. You're on the way to Southport. You usually get 8 right out of 10. Ever got a 10 before?
Because I got one yesterday. We were about 9 yesterday, mate. We're not quite 10. I don't think, mate.
No. Well, here's something for you, Leanne. He's currently in the van with the lads. The lads are going to help him.
Yeah.
Are they apprentices?
No, they're not, mate. Definitely not apprentices.
Because the last time someone won, back in 1942, it was because the apprentices were in the van.
But
twice.
We had two winners in 2 weeks, and both of them were lads working with an apprentice in a van. So vans are lucky. Fingers crossed, your van will bring you luck. If you just as an apprentice, though, I reckon
we're not in the van, though, unfortunately. We're in a car.
Oh, no.
Seems.
He's getting
it. We're done already, aren't we, mate?
Yeah. Okay, did you hear the answer to question number one at the start?
It did,
news?
Did, mate, yeah.
Brilliant. 9 more to get. Shout the answer out straight away, and then you've got 9 more questions. Are you ready?
Yeah, sound. Right,
Keith and the boys, your chance with £1,000. 10 questions, 60 seconds, go!
What Italian river shares its name with a Teletubby? What flower completes the film The Exorcism of Emily?
Rose.
Does Kylie drive a yellow or pink car in the Can't Get You Out of My Head video?
Yellow.
What building are the crown jewels kept in?
Tower of London.
Who played Cilla Black in the ITV miniseries?
Sheridan Smith.
Joseph Williamson built a series of what in Edge Hill in the 1800s?
Pass.
What US city is the setting for Showgirls?
Pass.
If C is Charlie and N is November, what drink is W?
Whiskey.
Mick Hucknall's the lead singer of what group?
Simply Red.
Ali McBeal was a teacher, true or false?
False.
Joseph Williamson built a series of what in Edge Hill in the 1800s? What US city is the setting for Showgirls?
Vegas.
Okay, well, you've answered all 10 questions. Now, you were rushing, towards the end, are there any questions that you think you might have struggled on?
No, I think they're all right, actually.
You think you got more? Literally,
possibly the Vegas one.
He's getting excited. Okay. He's speaking quicker.
Possibly the Vegas one. So what US city is a setting for Showgirls? You said Las Vegas.
Yep.
And you're standing by that, even though it was a rushed answer?
Yeah, Stefan.
Okay. Well, Keith and the lads in the van.
Yep.
Spit it out, Dave!
You've just won the grand! Yeah! Finally! Oh, it took ages to get here, didn't it?
Oh, who's more excited, you or us? Have you got to spend the money? Is it going between two of you or are there more?
Five.
Between five of them.
Well, listen,
no one's going to work out the sums there, but well done, lads. You've won the one game and it finally got a winner. Congratulations. Enjoy spending your £4.50 or whatever it works out.
Brilliant.
Oh, yes, finally got a winner. It returns tomorrow at 10 past 8. Now, earlier on, we were talking about poor old Fergie, because Fergie, she wasn't invited to the... That was a nice noise, wasn't it, when I moved the microphone in?
Yeah.
Can't get to do it. Fergie wasn't invited to the royal wedding reception, or the after party bash, as I like to call it.
Yeah, poor Fergie. So she was there all dolled up at the wedding. We saw her on the telly with all the other celebs. But while the likes of David Beckham and everyone all headed back to the do, she was sent home. Oh. According to sources, she's not very happy about it. Oh. And you wouldn't be. But how long do you reckon she's going to fume over it?
Ages. Ages. Because we were asking you this morning to get in touch and let us know, are you still living because you weren't invited to something? And we were talking like 13 years when people were getting in touch earlier on.
If something happened recently and you want to talk about it, were you left off a guest list? Were you not invited to a special do? Tell us about it on 0151 472 0967.
Good morning, it's Jamie.
Jamie, so we're trying to find out if you're still livid because you weren't invited to something. So does this work with you?
It does.
Okay, what were you not invited to?
Well, how long ago was it? I like finding out first. You need to know how livid they are if they're still livid about it.
Oh, if they've been holding on to it, bearing a grudge.
How long ago was it?
About 6 years ago.
Six years.
I worked at a call centre.
Right.
Oh, dear.
I'm not going to name the call centre.
Okay, yeah, that's probably wise.
But I was going for a job. The guy whose job I was going for was leaving. Went for the job interview. Everything went really well. Got told I got the job. About a week later, on his last day, everybody went out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I only found out about that weekend after.
Oh, that's awful. So the whole of the workplace went out?
Now, I've never felt so much like a black sheep as I did when I found out.
Hang on. Start the story again. So you replaced this guy.
Yeah, this guy was leaving, so I went for the job interview. I got his job.
So did you work in that place anyway?
Yeah.
He was going for like a promotion kind of thing?
But everyone, let's look at the facts here, mate. Let's look at the facts here, Jamie. Everyone thought that you'd nicked his job.
But he was leaving anyway.
But everyone thought you nicked his job.
But the lads was going.
You've got a chip on your shoulder, right? Because you didn't get invited out, yeah?
I thought I was quite liked in the office.
You
really
big job nicking clown.
Stop winding him up.
It was very, very interesting. The job was there. Somebody's
got to
get the job, right?
Mate, listen to him.
Absolutely.
He's proper. Like, listen.
Yeah. They should be ashamed of themselves leaving someone out like that. That's disgusting behaviour. Their mothers would be absolutely disgusted with them, I imagine.
Can I say, I made their life a living hell for at least 3 weeks.
Because you were their boss?
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, and if anyone says to us, does it make you bitter and twisted when you don't get invited to something? Listen to play this audio back to them of Jamie.
Get in touch with the show. Facebook.com/Radio City Breakfast.
Hey, yeah, Vaughn, how you doing? You all right?
I'm okay, how are you?
Yeah, all right. Are you livid about not being invited to something?
I am.
Go on, Vaughn.
Fill us in.
Well, you see, what happened was, it's my daughter got pregnant.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I went to... Knew the antenatal lessons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I loved it. Mm-hmm. I was all made, all excited. Got my bag ready to go because I knew she was due. The next thing is, the phone goes about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It was him.
Who's him?
A fella.
Right. Oh, go on.
And he tells me, congratulations, Grandma.
Oh, Dave, so this is huge.
So you thought you were going to be invited to the birth.
I was invited to the birth.
She invited you to the
birth. For the whole 9 months, I was invited to the birth.
Yeah.
And then that little pin comes along and says, no, you can't.
That beats any royal wedding. That
no,
beats
for
any
that
party. I don't think my mother would ever have forgiven me for that.
Can I ask a question? How long ago was this? How old's the baby now?
One.
So it's only been a year. It's still very freshly out.
Still raw, dear.
Have you spoken to your daughter about this, or have you just pretended it didn't happen, or what?
No, I've had murder with her.
Oh, you've had murder with her.
Of course,
okay.
She has.
With a brand new parent. Of course, you have, Yvonne.
I've had murder.
Yvonne, yeah. I feel your pain. I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm really sorry.
I don't believe you.
Well, all right, it's not my fault.
I think you're taking the mickey out of me.
No! Put the phone down. Put the phone down, quick. She's aggro.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily, the podcast.
This is your mentions in the form of a rhyme. Leanne wants to do a quick version because she needs a toilet.
Yeah, I always do around this time. It's like a saving.
Yeah.
I've had 3 cups of tea in like 20 minutes.
It's a bad day,
so it? Who knows? Who knows how this song's going to end? Could end with like a sigh, really.
Get online, check out the Facebook video. Getting a lot of complaints about the things that I do to Leanne during the travel, but
that's not half of it.
I'm prepared to take it. Facebook.com/Radio City Breakfast as we do your mentions now.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Young Joel's head split needs to be glued. Spending 2 days stuck in the
happy 8th wedding anniversary to Terry from your hubby Steve. Oh, that's nice. Cabby Melissa is on her way home after working the night shift last night. Hello to Karen and John, who are listening on the app this morning from sunny Costa Blanca. Living the dream. Diane from Highton wants to thank her son Jake for coming round today to paint her hallway. Hello to Naomi, Sarah and Becky, who are on the way to work in the city centre. To Nathan, who is currently sat at home and listens to the radio in a darkened room. She's got a bit of a headache, but he's put the radio on. Take the win. And also hello to Susan, who loves the show. Thanks for having us on, lovely.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Niamh's driving to school with her mum. Good morning, Niamh. And Craig's wife, Sean, bought new fancy muesli. Come on, Sean, give your husband some.